portion of this GAD. So we can try to lurch, get the bug in elegant, or do spara, the dimension, faktina, lesson, changa, and stamp, to his return. Eta, ogunta, ogus, lesson, blood, asma, tegum, nakonon, and gilun, a lorter, a lord in turn, show, ogus, and gilig, a glory make a mile, right? And some other way, so go, ogunta, not, rodigan, chan, and lord, show, rodigan, dua, there's a rodigan, all this up. Ogus, what has your mind, rodigan, gorum, fossa. Can we make haste in this sort of case? For a moment, you down to me anyway. Love a suicide in this monotech and children daily. I've just asked the question there. The teachers tend to ask, but I think I'm about it. Along the lines of hands up if you can't hear me at the back. But I will be talking in Irish and English, so don't be too worried if you don't have that much Irish. The thing about the translations is I generally don't do translations of my own poems. Now, this can probably be put down to laziness on my part, to tell you the truth, because I've spent that much time on the Irish poems, getting all the words in the right order and all. I just couldn't be bothered looking at the thing again and trying to do the same thing in English. But thankfully, for those of you who can't speak Irish, some other people have translated some of my poems, so I'll be using some of those. Other ones I'll just be doing on the hoof, so they're not really worked, or they'll just be rough word for word translations of what the Irish said. They're not trying to be poems anyway, so that's a good enough excuse. They're no good, is it? I like to start off with this one because it has certain similarities with myself, and that it looks simple, but it's not. There's only two words in it, really. There's Alan and Spare, so you won't need a translation for this one. I wrote the poem once when I was along the banks of the Bann, went up at Coleraine University. And I've named this book Clouds, but that can mean other things apart from the ones up in the sky. But this afternoon, I was studying cloud formations, but not directly, looking at them through the Bann, through the river. And I suddenly came to an understanding of that phrase in the Bible that had confused me up to that point in my life. He separated the lower waters from the higher waters. And I remember before that, I was thinking, what's all about here? Like, what are the lower waters and what are the higher waters? And what would have happened if he hadn't separated? But basically, clouds and river are the same substance. And you see that clearly when you're looking for it. So the poem talks about that, about the rhythms of life. The rhythms of life as shown through the cycle of rain, but it's also about how sometimes you can find out the truth about something if you don't look directly at it, if you're looking at it at a bit of an angle. So, Ishti Raha and then Tidil Fair. Ishti Raha, Agart, Three Allen, Evan Spare, Marnock Fume, Denarthin, Vijira, Evan Spare. Over French men turn on the shin there of you may. Not to do your own spare a honey and I want. This girl from the spare a rahi she. For this game, this may have broke na howling. Extend your treaty and spare. Go may, son. Nor a aggy she, the don't show. Nor a illy she, from the spare. The second poem is called Newton, as in Sir Isaac Newton. You may be sitting there thinking to yourself, what's the connection between Sir Isaac Newton, Lord of the Realm, and poetry in Irish? But there is, of course, one obvious connection, which is gravity. That joke didn't work. But the reason it's called Newton is I keep a wee book of quotations in the toilet. That's what I do a lot of my best writing. Maybe that's where someone would just say. And there's a quotation here about Newton that just struck me. He said this one time, I do not know what I may appear to the world, but to myself I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in Ironman finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me. And I thought that image of the prettier shell or the unusual shell coming out of the vast ocean of truth was it's a great image for what's happening in a poem when you get a wee glimpse of beauty or a wee glimpse of truth and you try and describe it and you know you're going to feel it's not going to be as beautiful or as lovely as the actual object itself, but you have your bits and all. So, Newton. Chaimai an origin ihinta externo stach den ariga, ger hanig kutsch den ariga es stach anam. Ger furiu makushu, ger shoku mavion. Ger breshu makhasanta, ger linu makhra. Ger baal mughul yalit, achawain an dumulsha, de lay the here a chul kush kari, a krenu mero dancha, a roi nyal rilta. I spent so many nights staring into the sea that some of it invaded me and froze my mind and iced my mind, froze my veins, broke down my dikes, became my ebb tide, and drowned each one of my desires except for this desire to be always walking along the shore, collecting pebbles painted in an unusual way by the artist of the rocks. My granny, maternal granny, was born on Rathlin Island off the coast of Antrim, and when she was growing up, she was actually Irish was her first language, but when she came to live with us, she left the island when she was about 15. When she came to live with us, she didn't have much Irish left, just a wee prayer and rhymes and stuff like that. And I'd never actually visited the island until about 6 or 7 years ago now, and found it was a beautiful place, this poem, and again, you're not getting a translation this time. It's about a wee stream that I found on the island there, and the feeling of the poem is basically about sometimes trying to put all your energy into just one of your senses and to forget about yourself in a Buddhist sort of way, living in the moment, just living through what your sense experience is. So this is just about the song of this wee stream unraveling and about how part of me is still there because you become a different person every time you go on to a different set. So hopefully you'll get some of the rhythm of the stream through this. But there's more English coming up soon. Rathlin. Ik shul du tra gan wurch gan tra erdelan shen jidoni. Fi kreat de gu chak du kru egelu konakladi. Er raita des dal mi fis ka mi fis na gan gafog me. Is jes me shal the kjol gan sna gur bau ege kjol me. The vinyl young aran bug lam na glas na glor e kani. Ma rhythm ir e chak de jir an awan dama kumu an awan dama wogu. Now, this poem is set in Mallorca, in Palma, in the capital there. And sort of the last poem in that wee tsunami of watery poems you've been having there. So if you've ever been in Palma, you'll have noticed the cathedral there, which is a massive monument to a lot of us. But it's so big, like, and it took so long for people to build it that the guy who designed it, even when he designed it, must have known he was never going to see the end of that piece of work because he'd be dead by the time it was finished. People who laid the foundations would never see the actual thing finished. So when you're looking at the thing, you get a great sense of eternity and the passing of time, which I also get sometimes looking looking at water and just thinking about, say, you're looking at waves breaking on the shore, if you think to yourself, how long have those waves been at that? And there are many people who stood where I am standing now looking at those waves, and there are many people who do that in the future. There's a pool in front of the cathedral if you're sitting at the right coffee shop. And there's a metallic sort of structure in it, which it took me a while to work out that it was meant to be a swan, but that's what it was. So that's meant to be the thing. This one was written in English, so it's not a translation. Captured. I wasn't looking for a sign, but the fish jumped anyway from the shimmering pool in front of the cathedral in Panama. When I cast that line, as if it knew, it jumped again from behind the shoulder of the silvered swan. And then I'm captured in the repeated rippling of the waves, caught in the flicker of sunlight on the surface, but free as a fish, waiting only for this arc of mine to reach its highest point, give up the ghost, and begin its glorious descent back into water. It has taken me long enough to get back to this place which is merely a point of departure, a springboard for my jump. When I jump, I'll do it like the fish, out of and into the blue, in front of some cathedral somewhere, with only a poet watching, just for the hell of it, just to see what it's like on the other side of the ribald mirror. Now, that's maybe a bit too heavy for Monday night in part, so I'll lighten things up a bit with a few poems about the Troubles. Troubles are these things that Northerners don't really want to worry too much about it, they're over now. But they were a complicated pancake, as Fallon Brown would have said. The first one I'll read here, it's not written in my voice, but I'll tell you why. It's strange sometimes where poems come from. There's one afternoon I was lying in bed, it's called Research, thinking about titles, and I was thinking about titles that Ernest Hemingway used, and part of his titles always seem to have a certain ring to them, a certain importance, to pick just the right words, you know, like A Farewell to Arms, Death in the Afternoon, For Whom the Bell Tolls, right, and I was thinking, so I'll come up with a title like that. And I came up with a title like that. But once I come up with a title, that actually gave me the subject matter and the persona of the poem. The persona in the poem is a fictional victim of the IRA. And the title I came up with, based on the Hemingway thing, was A Cheery Ode to Legs. Right? So, which gives me the sort of sarcastic persona in this poem. A Cheery Ode to Legs. Ni mór an úsáidte a bhain mé as tú, ag chum an teach an áit nó spreid sé mác rúb an television. Is fear nám na ratha ar fáilat, mear an dhíthe chéirú mochas grúge, mear chí eitil sa gráisioch síos fá. Ach bá lomsa na gheaga seá, is nár hug mé cead dó siú dhíra gáit. Nár nói, is agéan tú chéir an bhí siad, ní ag sfracú tair. I didn't really use them much, driving everywhere or spread out in front of the television. One road, I prefer the winds. The wind's fingers combing my hair on the point of flight, racing down a slope. But I owned those limbs once, and I gave no permission for them to be stolen. Of course, they were uniting a country, not dismembering a body. When I was younger, I used to spend part of the summer in the Donegal field, talking the other part on my cousin's farm in Tyrone. And there's poems about one of the cousins there, who's dead now, having blown himself up in an attempt to blow up the local RUC station. So his name is Seamus. There's a reference in the poem here to Vernon Birkin. I don't know if he's had this here. It was, if you kill the fox and you cut the tongue out of it and brought it to the place, there was a certain money, amount of money. I think it was one time we found a fox on the side of the road and we were trying to work it. Could we get the tongue out of it and go and get the money off the place, even though we didn't think the firm about it was still going on at that time. But Seamus, he wasn't just doing this for a laugh, like he was an IRA man trying to go up the place. It wasn't just something he did off his own back. Culpepper do, twice removed. Erduce, who is she, Eugene's dad, Jane Bita. Erlilu do, who is she, is Jack's, not open. Maradur Chmei, twice removed. Beshin a haggis do tarapor a homunch, Mar Seamus. Beshin a Rory Malava is me Glen the Mo. Beshin a hug me, winch snarelish, the do, we're imagining. Nor Bagasar and winch. Nor Naravonan and Bass, a shimmer could he go over. Nor Warchagna, a condoy or Krakomar and Changaja. Exuolish and German round the eye, the Napoleon. The poor ringing, a canyon cart, the bark, umlin lane. She had a curd up bog dashy, Maria, the smithereening and caracora. Oh, Seamus, that's your mill first ship. The general course I know for off this attack. Still hug your hepper, or a hepper and wuma, a spray, a trauga, heart, or farkina, or noica. A cousin of mine, twice removed. First he went to the US of A. When he came back, he went into the police. As I said, twice removed. He taught me to drive a tractor, the same boy. He guided my hands when I was milking the cows. It was him who took me berry picking with him once upon a time in the morning when we were boys. When death was only a fox on the side of the road, and mental anguish was only the way we ripped the tongue out of it, hoping to get the Vernon bounty from the police. The police who kept his body in a field for a whole day while they pretended to search for booby traps in the wreckage of the tractor. Oh, Seamus, you're in Belfast, doing an engineering course in the tech. I suppose he failed it, just as the bomb which spread his bones over the fields of our youth failed. Scahan Brishas Sergonta. Ahraha is Mick Fuitarina. And Owen Bunskum, all is a horcher eye, O'Gluin, Gugluin. Follow rubber gotcha, blue lasku, not me and Gahumlin, me Comperchuk. Mac is a her fleekar, all is a horcher eye. A shaw bell first in the shop with you, a mishig strada, a susan stride doing, ta orocher a maller to Margorini. The one bonus pion. A cracked looking glass of a servant. Fathers and sons under cars, the world upside down. Experience being passed on from generation to generation. A smell of burnt rubber, a close crampness that isn't completely uncomfortable. A son and a father under a car. Experience being passed on. But this is Belfast in the 70s. I am screaming, and down the road from us, bullets are being exchanged as freely as opinions. An upside down world. The next bit I'm going to read out was published as prose, but it's poetry driven. It's masquerading as prose. It's called Belfast Bab. Belfast Bab's a type of big scone. Invented by Barney Hughes, who's also mentioned in this bit, but because it's so big and round, BAP has also become a word in built a sling for a head. So people say, lose the back, burn mind your back, mind your head. Don't lose the back, don't lose the head. It's a bit of a rant, and it tells you why I left Belfast. I will be leaving the subject of the Troubled Dove. Or maybe not. I might torture you some more. Right, there's a radio station in Northern Ireland called Radio Ulster, which really annoys me. There's 9 counties in Ulster, 6 counties in Northern Ireland. TV station's called BBC Northern Ireland, the radio station's called Radio Ulster, because some people think that there's only 6 counties in Ulster. So, Radio Ulster, I call it Radio 2/3 of Ulster. And any other references here? Oh, you'll know the respect both of Belfast, and also know that I don't know why anyone should be boasting about it, since the fucking thing sank. There we go. And on Radio 2/3 of Ulster, the bleeding-hearted artists wailed and moaned like the ever-present sirens. When blood-spattered Belfast missed the boat, don't mention the boat, it sank, and failed to make the shortlist for European City of Culture. City of Culture. Don't make me weep. There's been too many tears shed over this medium-sized provincial black wire. And culture? Did they mean that fungus, thick and grey and unbudgeable as tidal sludge, that festers on both banks of the Lygon and slugs its way immutable and sedate-filled hearts of the oh-so-sharp, oh-so-full of black humour and habit? That culture exists, all right, foul and flourishing and finding new targets with every new wave of immigrants. If you hate everybody, you'd be a broad-minded bigot. Culture, can't you? Don't play that tin whistle too loud unless you're marching to the beat of our lambic drum. Keep that leprechaun language hoist among yourselves in dark corners where it won't assault the ears of decent folk. City of Culture would have been some trick to pull off in a place where town planners still use river courses and motorways as a tool for keeping communities apart. And no floating orchestra or fireworks spectacular mid-river could hope to hide the truth painted on the colourful local curbstones. Further upstream, at dusk, the mute swans reflect on the dark mirror of the Lygon and say nothing. They get their bread from both banks and don't want to rock the boat. Where words are meaningless, it's safer to stay silent. Belfast, an empty clang, but it meant something once. Belfastian, mouth of the faucet, before a ton of thermocotton was forced down its throat to form a road, and a layer of language on top of that to further mask its meaning. If, by some miracle, we all disappeared right now, how long would it take for the faucet to belch open? For the city to regain its full voice. I write poems in Irish, maybe because it's harder to lie in a language whose truth is embedded in the faces and in the names of the places all around me. And if you don't like the sound of that, you could always listen to one more one-eyed king telling you that Belfast is buzzing. Belfast is buzzing. I swear if I hear it again, I'll make alliteration illegal and report it to the Will They Won't They Truth Commission. It's buzzing like an angry wasp, and there's no telling who it will sting when it realises that the world no longer cares about its local difficulties. The TV crews have upped and left, and the Sisyphean duologue of who shot whom and who suffered most, and what is a victim anyway, is playing to empty houses, endlessly circling like the early morning smog that mercifully, too briefly, blankets Belfast to oblivion. It's buzzing with the wired to the moon pill-popping frenzy of misspending youth, and buzzing with the barely suppressed anger of short-changed parents who, belatedly, wish the boys could do something about the wee bastards. And the boys are back in town, but they're wearing Armani suits and spouting buzzwords like post-conflict resolution strategies. Don't mention the war, it's thank. And scratching backs they used to shoot. Brits out, Brits in, tails I lose, heads you win. Which bunch of bowler-headed bigots behind their desk in civil service offices decreed that the roads to Bangor and all points east should flow as smooth as silk, while it takes only one tractor to clog up the artery linking Belfast to the bauxite. Too many cakes and dairy, you see? So the train line bends backwards over itself to make sure it passes through all the right-thinking towns. There's something up the left with that. An infrastructure displaying sectarian bias. Lose the bat, wise the bat, cool the bat. Barney Hughes's brain sticks to your belly like lead. And maybe bullets of Belfast belt would have been just as lethal. But here, mister, will you give me a grant of a stop shooting people? I banged my head off Belfast brick for years and no one offered me a red penny until it dropped. And oh, it's great when they stop. And stop I have, released after 43 years for good behaviour, to find myself satisfactorily insignificant beneath immense skies, looking at the lowly lapping waves on the shores of Loch Bay. If I can poke that Belfast bile out of me in one long arc over the loch, maybe the slow work of water can break it up and make it disappear, leave no foothold for the fungus. Then maybe, just maybe, my son could pass a ball to another boy in the backyard without noticing which foot he kicks it back with. Down at the docks, near the massive rusting cranes, a symbol waits patiently for a port. A truncated bridge, stranded in the middle of the slow-flowing Lagan, and possibly short of reaching either bank of a city divided against your children. Belfast, there's your logo. Good luck with the next campaign. Of course, I don't know about women, but the reason men start writing poetry is to get women. That may not be the reason to keep doing it, but that's the reason to start doing it. So, we'll have a few love poems here, and following a long line of Irish poets, they'll be about failed love rather than self-praising. Or sometimes, like in this first one, love that just never happened, the one that got away. Doris nor os gliw, Cailín coisernia, a jifri, duwaru, nor a luine, gyrri hilbra, a ddion, a stad bonatis a gyala, a fanach a pob nor hannig, O gasser narhig, gur farlam ra, kenskin dirach. Cailín fionns brago, a jelly oom, or a jelly cogar am ava, ar am ola wanya, mar am ochu an gyala, ag sulsis raite. A door not open. A girl beside the urn, who answered, do you think so, when I mentioned that it was a fine night. We stood for a while in the moonlight, waiting for a kiss that didn't come from a boy who didn't understand that women prefer an indirect kiss. A blonde rising girl who escaped from me, as the whisper of the lake escaped at the edge of the town, as the moonlight was extinguished by the streetlights. Right. Anne, that's the name of the beast. These two next poems concern a torch of Olympian proportions. It's down here is 12 years, but anyway, one of them's in Irish, one of them's in English, so you don't need the Irish translate, but they're two different poems. Anne, let me get you mocked in ye, ya, clean, jig, and ye, emak. Woke me and Cunyel Chin, a Cunyel Cover me, or a Chin Eaton Dead, McLaren and Ishtu, Hamley, Nahiri. Credu Manish, not Philly, the Sky, the Mavalu, the Kidney Grab, the Makiabu, the Makra. Idi Ye, Milkua Urm, Na Brom, Na Amos. Ach Fatal Gi, the Faiga Dui, Trufak, the Sranga Jelly. Fuch, Iron, and Imagine. Toglat or Runne or the Hash. Tawal Fabde, the Hash, the Subhubsa. Re and Ish, the Titum Irish. Same woman, different poem. There's a reference in here to The Sunlight in the Garden. I don't know if you know that poem, but it's lovely. By Louis McNeice, The sunlight in the garden hardens and grows cold, cannot cage the minute within its nets of gold. When all is told, cannot big part, which is a heady mixture of internal rhyme and low poetry, but if you hear it from an 18-year-old when you're walking back from the beach. Okay, so that's why I stayed with it. Grown cold. Part of all I know of love is the rocky foreshore a mile outside a rundown east coast town. 25 years ago and counting, continually receding like the tide from the silky grey strand, yet somehow gaining ground with each beat of this diminished heart. My short-sighted girlfriend, don't go there, I was handsome then, sits with her back to the waning light, explaining that the light her affection lends to the shadows and shades and the folds of my faded frame jeans. One of the few times, maybe the only time, I've really tried to see through other eyes. On the walk back to Dundalk, from her store of A-level poems, she recited Sunlight on the Garden, and time stood still to listen. A quarter of a century later, McNeice's words refrain, and a vague outline of cheekbones jutting like harbour rocks through dark hair. Sorry about all this messing about, but I had to do translations and some of them are dull and boring, but no idea where I'm here. Right, now this one's about love that hasn't gone wrong yet, because it's about my wife, Bernadette. I've done a translation of this, but I don't really have it. Don't know, if you could speak Irish, you'll know that in Irish there's a whole lot of wee endearing words like a store, a hash, a cream, a push, all these things that are fine to say in Irish. But when you start translating them, it just all ends up starting in like David Niven, and darling and love and blah blah blah. And like, so I had to translate them like that for this poem, but I'm very uncomfortable with them because they sound really stilted in English, but they're grand in Irish. They're just natural. I remember hearing someone on the radio once get on with this, with her taking the Irish language away, taken away, or these natural terms of endearment that people use in Irish all the time. So, Bernadette, fingers crossed. Tordu de Cree a hashk is Tordi me ditchka prav a hugging cheyu. Tordu de hashk a Cree. Tori me ditch aich runda na karawala conceal. Tordu de Ringla jean a store. Is Tori me lumhu belaba than colour the morning by shield the yee. Tordu de store of Ringloids. Is Tori me ditch kada kacha, kela a higgin a loog. Tordu de masa de vasser husk. Is Tashmani me ditch and doi the bilhar for. Tordu de scaffer ach. Tashbani me damach ditch a curved agla her angle. Tordu de host. Is Tori me gar glunder ditch a lash, fear host na hui. Tordu de fiva. Is Tori me ditch passion gan choran, fuihin a ligra. Ask for fuck's sake. Tor roivant it. Pogue no gar of you. Is not far can show me in the moon cry. Tordu a willamut, or ni lordu to lad. Bernadette, give me your heart, my treasure, and I'll give you each beat it makes. Give me your treasure, my heart, and I'll give you a secret place to hide it from the world. Give me your dreams, my bounty, and I'll take you to a sleepless bed where they won't be needed. Give me your bounty, my dream, and I'll give you rain to spend it in a partner who appreciates its worth. Give me your moderation, and I'll show you how to go overboard. Give me your timidity, and I'll show you a boldness that would frighten the angels. Give me your silence, and I'll give you a life-affirming shout that has tasted the true silence of the grave. Give me your gentleness, and I'll give you a boundless passion on fire with love. But, for fuck's sake, give me something. A kiss or a smile even. don't leave me here and I'll move torn. Give me all that is in you, because half is not enough. I call that a love poem. Mm-hmm. She doesn't necessarily. Are you ready for a long one? What do you think? Will you be able to cope with a long one? I'll try these out here. You go, oh, she's not. You go. Oh, go. No, you. Oh, you're just right. Is that right? You heard the best one, don't you? Death, here we go, love, so what's next? Death, and next thing. Relic in one new glass, only glass, how much prefer. Her eyes should jump in a hatch in a shaw, and spare a glanu in a kaha ari. Thursha, a gustarkly, a gospel, sabrat the lua, cosmos young. The ligand anna lama, the ligand solace is jaff, her nishan left the three finchacha, kodjaku or chromu. Or Vera, the couple will not pass and pray, and pray as a dying me, and I too will not read. Ta'ui Rome, ta'ui Amelian. Only glass cemetery. Back in another of these places, the sky clearing after a spring shower, doors and corridors opening in the dark clouds above me, letting life out, letting light in, on the old three-pointed headstones, some of them toppling, like fingers poking out of the clay from which I came, the place which is my destination. There is a grave in front of me, there is a grave behind me. Higligan Turum Hain, Gol Me Kurda, Wipcher Mabra, Shulum Gofana, Trina Huviana, Ikrinu Baicha Fahe, Igriu Ishin and Namaram. The fear again, the Vailed Kurda, brother be a relic. Fire me. Tagin Niel Suat Nishan Sahajan Shah. Sasu Kuan San Helu Umbrahia. San Olas Jarfat Gumian Jeru Kitchahon. Fewer Korchina Ihe. Mil Ira Dagla Gamara Savalaku Gurun Shah of Amy. Ta Ui Maye, Ta Ui Rome. Pretending that I'm searching for my wife's table. I wander aimlessly among the graves, collecting townland, calculating the ages of the dead. In truth, I'm not searching for anything in graveyards. I find it. A cloud of peace descends on me in these places, a quiet satisfaction in the escape from life, in the positive knowledge that there is a definitive end. Even on nighttime visits, there's no trace of morbid fear. The acceptance that here is my mortal end. There is a grave behind me. There is a grave in front of me. Amana, Janum Yerat, Mui Anahian Anshu. The Marabal of Horror for a story Zitterha, Rinford Mokhart, V3. Prefer Kutchjin, Sarelik, Winslea, the Soya. Green gave the wilderness fine, Augustin Drabu Dili. In a mac or who not may a creas jeez in a lipra. Kajela lab the chaff pubble party. Achim lassi me and carter is inside you. An arigan yevrak, kirkus, kirkus, isra. An kajis runda jim, kirkus, and fuckle shop. It's come a matama lurak and a hand fogged in on hana. No vee, brilliant kosker chenu. Ní moldar éis na tróir lóir, cégur sáilte relic na hanyt sprí, ach fi tapin lom an trinóna seo, í a grí go mai rát, id ar bala ísla na nuíana. Nair a hug si lábacha orgu, fi mo gán janta. Sometimes I amuse myself trying to locate my own graves. To confuse literary tourists, my body will be divided into three. One part will be buried in the graveyard under the mountain in Soya, the punishing son of Spain and the difficult climb, put it off those whose hearts are not really in the pilgrimage. Another part beside the chapel on Torrey, where I will taste the foam and the salty spray, the shining sea a league too far for the merely inquisitive. The most sacred part of me is buried in these words. It won't matter, as my ashes are in every pub in Ireland already, or at least they were before this moment. It is not advised in the parenting books, although cemeteries are safer than playgrounds. But there was a toddler with me this afternoon, running joyfully around the low walls of the graves. When she called them beds, my poem was completed. This is the latest book it wrote. It's one big long poem. I'm going to read it all out to you now in both languages. I'm not. The premise of the poem is there's this book, and he's not too happy with modern life. In that, it's not that he doesn't understand modern life, he just doesn't see any values in it that reflect the values he has. I'll give you an example. There's an example in the poem itself that I turn up at work every day. It's just machine in the work. It's a wee box. It's called the lift. You press whatnot, and the door's open. And you go up to the next floor. Now, generally, because I've done this a couple of times, I realize when the door's open, there's another crowd of people looking to get out the lift. So I stand at the side. But every morning I come up, and all the rest of the people stand here. Right in front of the doors, waiting for it to open. And then when the doors open, they all go, "Oh, no, shut up." And that type of refusal to learn from experience, like, just makes me despair about the intelligence of the human race, really, you know. And you think, like, you know, if there was see-through doors in the lift, would it have worked better or something like that? Why don't they know there's going to be a crowd there when the doors open? Again, in the airport today, now this is a great one, though. Modern life, right? To save money, I flew from Dublin. Instead, I drove from Dublin, you know, from Belfast to Dublin, and then got a plane to save money, because it was only 10 quid in the plane. And I just spent more than that in petrol coming down. And that's just fucking crazy, I think. But anyway, so the wee man on Ryanair says, in about 10 minutes, we'll be boarding here. So all the sheep get up and start queuing up. You know, why are you queuing up? There's something fucking happening, right? So they're all queuing up there. And then they'll take out their wee machines and go, "Look, and no other life form on the fucking planet would do that. If you had a line of 20 dogs there, they'd start talking to each other and sniffing each other and talking about each other. So these human beings, supposedly intelligent people, standing there pressing buttons on wee fucking machines instead of talking to each other. In the first place, it shouldn't be queuing up because there's nothing happening. So, anyway, the person in this poem isn't me. Well, it is, really. But anyway, so he hears about this these bunch of scientists who are looking for someone to go and live in the moon, but he's not allowed to come back, and he's quite happy to leave the world because he doesn't think he's leaving much behind. It doesn't go into why the scientists want to send somebody up there, but they're sort of experimenting on. I'll do what I had planned. Well, this is he sees an ad in the paper. Then, are you bored with this word? Got it back. Right. So then he goes on to an interview. In Chiu Brega, Boga Agusmora, and Dahis and Aglution, why in a holica, Gurushirigiri Joning? Then you the trail of one in Giala, Mirage, Comina, a Gan Chad, a Gifilu, or Hor Eberti of Ishid, Nyap bio listen to Lee Molly and her move Mengele. Why make he in Kurume Giri Kitchu listen to Nagina? Giri make he in a howl of evening. Nur Jeffrey Shit Jim, Kataga Rumisatha, take it single Gijian Gala Kaklaku, her submission. The VA Triste La is a D to Lady Isra. A Frankish Nafalia near it. Sejeru, hog me fragra hachinro. The malarch atmosphere to hear. It's in a wine or in a garner. Lies, big and small, were told on both sides in that interview. The scientists claimed that they were looking for a volunteer, someone to try out the moon as a habitat, but without being allowed to return. They were looking for a sacrifice, a living being to put the tin hat on Mengele's experiments. I myself claimed that I was trying to help the human race. I was trying to save myself. When they asked me why I was prepared to take a one-way ticket to the moon, I replied, La vie est triste là, et j'ai lu tous les livres. Life is sad, unfortunately, and I've read all the books. But French nor verse, but they understood neither French nor verse. In the end, I gave them an answer that they liked. I needed a change of atmosphere. Only they laughed. Now, before he goes up to the moon, he has a sort of drowning man's die-die experience. He's leaving the world. He's happy enough about leaving the world, but there's a couple of memories running about his head about the world still. So, ours live well in Gala, which is stolen of Sean O'Riordan, a Cork poet. The epigram in this book is stolen from him too. It's the Crickets, the Fort, the Filiata. And I shook with the coldness of poetry. So, Auris Rav Gullar and Galach. The Kiviach and Yitzgrach dimension is Tigam Nachbog Leish and Dawn. Tomanche Gugrinno Haskin Mahia, the Chabug Monesh Goriga Nalinia. Clapholus Jagera is Shamrela Kari. Mur is Talub, who is Rachel Tuvnish. Solcha and the Diha are Ni Mila de Haile. Shoda and Kesu and Wanka and Kosta. Fani Grasa and Kirku, Fani Duva. Skahan and Rikahan, Meshka Mogra. Anam and Glorch, Har Okal, Lahanam. Ilan Mara is Shomra Fodina. Rigu or Munya, Rico Ban, Lesingala, Pasergion. Ihe Puri, then Creator Roin. Auron, Ishon, the Farragan, Darlusku. Tatari on the Fod. Akdar, the Surya Glasa, or Latin. Lehu, and Ruiku, the Kaidrulen. Near Hep Orum, Sidon Shah. Hep and Dawn Shaw. Doubt before going to the moon. There's a stranger fishing in my mind, and I understand that the world is not a small matter to him. He dives to the bottom of the swamp of my life, trying to catch miniature goldfish of time. A teenager's twilight in the old graveyard on Tory, the sea and the land bewitched by calmness, the lights of the houses over 9 miles of salt water were like winking jewels in the necklace of the coastline. Green rings circling blue black rings. Mirrors which reflect the inebriation of my love, a soul speaking beyond words to a soul. A sea island in a crowded room. A black lock on a neck that was as white as the moon above us. A night of courting without boundaries in front of us, the Luke song of the sea. Dario's swimming. Tori is still there, but the green eyes have looked other somewhere else. The grey hair, I'm sorry I'm messing this up, but that's because I'm making it up. The black hair became grey in different relationships. I did not feel in this world. This world failed me. Now, your man, I just told you about, thought he'd be happy enough on the moon. But the silence and the lack of relationships get to him when he's up there. Kevin Myers is mentioned in this. And I asked him to launch this book, but he refused. Erin Gallagh. Ní húgnis, go húgnis gali, ní trust, go trust prinye. Ní maknu, go maknu ianar, ní glacu, go glacu cherry. Ní fara, go me me bache, he donta word me salza. Ní fara, is jeru rache, go slug for me, sa trust. As her offer le doondu, ní cronium mach niata. As her ag me he soon, we'll father of Yelta, a glass shared in the tether, and fog yarn up wood, scrad nor go to you, Ryu, in the fuckle bugger show. It's mission rail, a hooey a wallop, teeth eared and colored, it's cogger the fuckle lad ratchet, a clap hollis hurry me. It's mission gyalt, a hooey anna, the glad the chigger kelchi. Is shushing up in the cincher, is through guns at me. I am Kevin Myers' walking nightmare, covering the fuckles of clap songs. A gill board with no axe to grind, shushing up in the cincher, is through. No chip on my shoulder, a mind of my own, gelt the wallock at inching, and bolder, getting bolder. Hore amni mech le et solche, nas yekim nehishu. Or as McLay as solace much, now Lanamish it should. Is eerie lee negrenya me, is gria er a hehu me, is gathgal in marame, nor truly you gufoin. Is roan fisrach fachak me, is kyo er lava lokra me, near canu igar grio me, ak is maltach misyo. Paul igarik farig ahu, Cunas snap the arihu, tost chach farahu, scotch glue, emarna glue. Sishomra, tenum raag shuola nomas anam, choki shidera hinchin riba. Is tu, cunas loon farka croaky, tocht shan lanunya in meelin, follis tranona lodoni in nera. Balladon past you view such thing. His oofus have been trusted, is the fushu to ye. So I won't tell you the whole story, right?
But you do get a hand out here. The reason you get a handout is because I can't do this bone twice. So she can't understand.
Don't bring it down, don't bring it down.
The man's lonely and he can't deal with the loneliness, and then a voice starts speaking to him, and it turns out this voice is the moon herself. And sometimes the moon in this poem is a goddess, sometimes she's a representative of all women, sometimes she's, I know, sometimes she's a representative of a poet, but in this the man's all happy that a voice started talking to him, but what the voice is telling him is to fuck off, I come again. because he doesn't want them there. Foolishly, for a man, he says, why? And speaking on behalf of all women, she gives him a big list here of why. As a man, he is not the man in the moon and has no chance of coming anywhere inside her. And Deru, the condemnation that's, you'll understand that I'm not saying this. It's Misha Gakban, Tagakban, Unum, Lenum, Lenabian, Maroka, and Sinan. In Yarnan to Doibson, Dusa, Arina, Isni Yanni, which Jarmut, Gubrach. In Nunwaru, Van Ili, Nahafghanistan, Deramitu. In Neve, Rilu, and Yeraha, Nahafrika, Deramitu. In Koskangal, Kalimi, Shinaka, Deramitu. Kushiamitu, Kangamitu, Deramitu. Togamit Fuadich. Gomit Grainlath, Asoktum War Ua, Ori. As Egnu, Har Egnu, Har Egnu, Kushiamitu. As Miusaj Arbasti, Kushiamitu. As Gak Dorn Atogu, Kushiamitu. Kangamitu, as the Vod the Karaman Sminterata. Kainamitu as the veil of Horamon Estrata. Kainamitu as Gak Jarku Drusho, Tri Inyum de Khan. Kushiamitu, Kainamitu, Diramitu. Her son the man, a Tregu, Diramitu. Her son the man, Nar Tregu, Kainamitu. Her son Gak Ingin Aher, a wool, Linan Nahir, Kushiamitu. In Yamar, in Yauhim, in Yauhishkinch, Diramitu. As Blahana Narkianiyu, Kainamitu. As Pole Dancing, as Page 3, as Baywatch, Kushiamitu. Kushiamitu, Kainamitu, Diramitu. Togamitu Fuadich. Gomit Grainla, as of the Moor Ua Ori. Now,
you'll understand why I didn't translate that one, because the men couldn't hear it twice. So do two more here, and then that's just done. Let us offer.
Hard to do this one now. Kenter Duhish Ella Ella. I'll do the English of this first up until the punchline, and then go back and do the Irish instead of the punchline. Because it works better in Irish. Another native speaker. An idiom as native as it as natural as rooted in the traditions of the language and the country you couldn't ask for. When I found him like a living fossil in the garage near to him. An Ulster man, of course, taciturn, of course. There were only two words in the answer of that Gaeltacht man when I addressed him. Na kainte kuduhasakwesh, ku naderha, ku fredihe tradition na changes na chira ni yirha de veil. Nura nok me e in a untish of yo, sa gaiste in aka the tomb. Ultok er noi, gunta da rair. Ni roak ya okal, il fragrishin an ur gilkakta, nor a chur may foreign air. Fwok off a dirtje. Ni rung lop der biogum ur a gulnu na ar a glas. Is shilim gyrhig me a heel. Fwok off, he said. I found no fault with his pronunciation or his accent, and I think I understood what he meant. I was listening on the radio one time and they scientists going on about a phenomenon called the second rainbow, which apparently is always there, but we just don't notice it all the time. Sometimes you see, you know, you've seen two rainbows in the sky, but apparently that second rainbow is always there, but however faint it may be. I seized on that as a great metaphor for certain things. Thanks for listening. Especially for the no sperm, if you didn't understand what I was saying in Irish, but you still have a bit of English in it. And Dara Bobaistin. Igoni on a Dorchin Tolishin, Aknak Doctor Fijare La Kaicha La Waicha Er Emil Nagila Mark Ronan Lanang Sadarthanis Mark Reha and Fais Jalar Iskad Dua Linalika Lokura Haimsha Amui Ernariga Dalan and Karnin Yao Malin and Voalon Rock Arch and Surioni Elain Hiswi is Nianta Air Kuklu Lakapi Er Yesh is Gilch Naskamel Tour Dahana Mwiliha Wovrach Wosso Wognyak Merulch Ella Lehu Ganarapa Gurumi Gyo Erdoan Chotra Gurhok Elehej Vijara Ta reaktien egen dara bo baisti ar emel na gila. E chumilis is kutoban le po gan tinia. Le cogar buitis o faes jilar. Le realta raha na kwaka enye ele. Le dan giliga. Kieran McMarthy provided the translation. The second rainbow, always there, that scientist said, but not always noticed. Half lost, half submerged on the edge of brightness. Like a lover's moan in the dark, like the traits of the middle child. Subtle shades are found only with effort. The bright twist dazzles, the bow glistening on the sea courts the walker's notice. An island below it, wearing clouds as tight as a cap. On the right, in a break in the clouds, a tower of muted colours, proud, noble, solitary. Just one more daily miracle unremarked. That once I lived on this earth and noticed such things. The second rainbow on the edge of brightness weaves its own magic, sweet and sudden like an unexpected kiss. Like a whispered thanks from the middle child, like a shooting star that no one else saw, like a poem in Arabic.
Thanks, Brian.